Blog Talk Radio.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
I'll myself hide from me. I'm the crowd who's out to change our history. I'll myself raise your hand. There's no greater dictator in the land. Everything I do for you. If you're looking for a war, here's World War II. I'll myself raise your beer. Every Nazi, Nazi, Nazi stand and cheer.
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like it.
You heard wrong.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
My name is Osaimana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no, no.
Giddy up.
And now, here is the star of our show, Andy Williams.
Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near, the raindrops disappear, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, that's how this sweet spring goes, so come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love today. Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is what I do when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near, the raindrops disappear, dear, and that feels so fine. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love today. That's how I feel when we're together. Raindrops disappear, dear, and that feels so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, that's how this week brings on, so come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way. When you're in love, and love is here to stay.
Yeah! All right, now live
from coast to coast, it's the Friday Possum Theme!
This is Osama Bin Laden. I am still dead. I repeat, I am still dead.
Fucking dramatic theme song, man. And it's the truth. Osama bin Laden, still dead. May we all rest easy for that. Welcome to Friday Night Possum, right here on the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Monday nights, it's Possum Hour. Yeah, they found Bin Laden's body. It was in the Yellow Pages underwater. Hi, gee. No, Mondays is Possum Hour. The venerated greatest podcast on earth. During the week, clobbering time with our friend, the ever vanishing, beautiful, bashful, brown-eyed Benji J. Grimm with Clobbering Time. This is it. Fridays, you're listening to us now. Take that as read. Okay, I wanted to talk tonight about what is it with sponges anymore, man? They go bad really quick and start to stink, and then they stink up your whole kitchen. What's up with that? And I saw this video. Also, I saw this video. It was an old Soviet Union video, and they cut off a dog's head and kept it alive. It's on YouTube, man. What's up with that? All right. That said, I believe it's now time to introduce the Council of Experts. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present the lovely Reverend Wendy and the amazing Professor R.J. Gumby, ladies and gentlemen, the Council of Experts. Indeed. All right.
Hello, Commodore. Hello, Wendy.
Hey.
Hey, Gumby. What's up?
Not a thing, darling.
Commodore. Pleasure.
Hey,
as always.
How you doing? How
good.
You doing?
Goo, goo, goo.
Tonight is the All-Star 9/11 Spectacular.
Huh?
You can tell by the title and the slides.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be hitting, I don't
cut
know,
down to the,
six digits?
Yeah, well, last time.
Millions.
You know, we made Francie show.
This is up Maltese
like,
aisle. Where the hell is
Oh, speaking of Maltese, he couldn't be here tonight.
Oh,
I
could, damn.
He could, you know, bring that down.
Yeah.
This
is it's, I'll be filling in for him. Goddamn lizard people. The lizard people.
Well, actually, I was able to get a message from Malta.
Yeah? Cool.
Yeah. I intercepted it on Radio Free Skid Row. Radio Free Skid Row? These are the jokes, folks. All right. Yeah, It came in. I had my what do you call it, my wireless all hooked up here, man.
Your ham radio.
Ham radio, yeah. BR549 is my call letters. Hold on. Hi, Bob. I got to take a drink. So anyway, we got a message from Malty. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the missing possum, the missing expert, Malt Liquor Man, Radio Free Skid Row.
This thing on. Can you hear me? Good. I'm having some gobbler. This is Malt Liquor Man coming to you from an undisclosed location. I have been sequestered by the Freemasons on this 9/11, so I cannot partake in the truth. Because we all know the truth is the truth, and nothing but the truth. But either way, I hope all you folks that sent out my 9/11 cards, hope y'all got them in time to celebrate this joyous holiday. That's what we do, celebrate holidays. The kids get day off of school or something, don't you think? But anyways, I digress. I see I have been kidnapped by Dick Cheney's minions. At least that's what I believe. And they're holding me hostage. Hopefully they won't chop off my head. Oh, that wouldn't be so good. The food is good, but they ain't got the proper malt liquor. That really ticks me off. They ain't got no Coke 45. All they got is that Steel Reserve crap. That's what white folk drink. That stuff's disgusting. I'll drink it, but I won't like it. So anyway, I just want to make sure that all of you folks are having a happy, joyous holiday and celebrating 9/11 like you should. You know, we're all going straight to hell, so we might as well enjoy it. And if any of you folks feel frisky and want to try to rescue me, please feel free. Because it get lonely here, no one to talk to. I'm all by myself, sitting in here. Ain't nobody love old Malty no more. I can't believe it. I've been sequestered. I just like to say the word sequestered. Gumby, help. Help me, Gumby. Can't you do something? Oh, they're coming. I better shut up. They're coming. They're going to beat me again. That hurts.
Ladies and gentlemen. Malt Liquor Man.
Wow.
I'm so glad he could show up and do that. Yeah, baby.
He'll get himself out of this one. He's been in pickles so far.
He's been in tougher spots than this.
And probably had some weird spots he doesn't want to talk about.
Well, yes, indeed.
He sent his 9/11 cards out.
I know. I didn't get mine yet. What the fuck?
Well, it's a day off. I think they don't deliver on that.
Well, you know, if he sent them, yeah, maybe it came a little late. Maybe I'll get it tomorrow.
Yeah.
I do live in a rural route.
I got mine. It was very touching.
You did? Did you have anthrax in it?
Yeah. Yep. It's white powder I wasn't able to identify. I just put it on a donut.
Did you snort
it? What the fuck?
It?
Yeah, I sprinkled it on a donut. Butter donut.
That was great.
Alrighty. Yeah, what is it with the sponges, man, anymore? Is this just me or what, man? Like, they go bad, like, after 1 week. Fucking sponge stinks. And then you touch it and you get it on your hand. Your hand stinks. I don't know.
It's not easy to be a sponge. Yeah.
I know. It really is. And that dog head video. You ever seen that?
Yeah.
They got this fucking, this poor, looks like Shep. You know. But it's just Shep's head. I'm talking about beheadings.
You're getting a little carried away now, man.
And but it's alive. It's really creepy, man. This dog is just like licking. Anyway, I clicked on it, man. I'm like, what's this? You know, and then now I can't get that fucking image out of my fucking head.
You of all people, you can't even see these rescue dogs or anything, man.
No! Oh, stop. I can't. When the dang, the commercial comes on TV with the dogs and the ribs sticking out, I change the channel, man.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that Tiffany doing it?
I know. What's that?
Is that Tiffany doing those commercials or that other what?
I don't know. The one I see is like a half hour long. It's like, for crying out loud. Well, you know, enough with the dogs. You know, I put up with Ted all these years. Isn't that enough? Isn't that, you know. What do you want?
Maybe it's all crying and its eyes all jacked up. It's like,
plus eyes.
It looks like
shit.
It's crying, and I feel like a piece of shit, and I feel so bad for the cat. I'm like, man.
TCM, kids. TCM. You don't get any of that.
I think a bunch of them. The Sarah McLachlan did one. I think Jewel did one. All those Liz Fair chicks.
Schmageggies. All right. Wendy, did you watch that 9/11 video? 9/11, a new Pearl Harbor? A new Pearl Harbor?
I watched only about, because it's very long, so three parts of it.
Oh, that's a longie, man. That's an all-day.
It
sucker
is.
There.
Yeah.
It's a good one, though, folks.
I wasn't sure what to make of it. I was, like, kind of getting pissed, and then it got better.
Yeah, it starts out a little. It's a lot of information, but, man.
It is.
So speaking of 9/11.
Oh, the thing takes, like, what, 5 hours? I think I watched, like, three hours of it.
5 hour movie, man.
Yep. It ain't a movie. That's, like, a telethon.
That's a telephone. But it's very good information, man. I suggest every American watch that.
I'm vaping, and I got a new e-cig, and it tastes like a freaking cigar. And I just inhaled it. It's not weed. It's an e-cig. Blue.
Ooh. Right. Well, in honor of 9/11... I thought I would, since it's 9/12, we missed it by a day. Missed it by that much. But we're trying to get really big ratings because the NSA tunes in if you talk about 9/11 and shit.
Yeah, worked last year.
So I thought we'd blow up a 9/11 song. What do you think?
All right, that's cool.
Sir Paul McCartney.
That's appropriate.
Remember
Sir
Paul McCartney?
I went to
the concert. It was after this song came out. And everybody's sitting there, you know, and, oh, my God, it's Paul McCartney. Everybody's, you know, creaming their pants. It's Paul McCartney. And then he started singing this song, and everybody hit the cans, man. You know, like, holy shit, I got to pitch now.
That's the thing.
So. Because that was, this song sucks. That's probably his worst song. I can't believe we haven't blown it up before.
Paul McCartney sucks.
Hey, man, you know, you're on the list now. You can't say that. Sir Paul McCartney, man. He's connected with the lizards.
That is a pissant.
Sayonara. Oh, here's a way to thwart the lizard people. Don't drink out of aluminum cans, man. Pour it into a glass. It's part of the mind control, man. Drinking out of aluminum cans. Anyway. I'm not making any sense, am I? Except now, when I say it's time to blow up Sir Paul McCartney. With a flourish. A wink and a nod. And a how do you do and a who's your father. Ladies and gentlemen. Paul McCartney.
This reminds me of Philly a soul.
And heels.
This is my right.
There's a fire on the turbo.
A right to
chosen by God.
I'm their dad. What's your name?
To live a free life.
Oh, shit!
To live in freedom.
Hard!
Talking about freedom.
The string.
I tell everybody what it's all about. Hey, everybody.
Hey, it's Bobby Olin.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, it's Bobby Olin.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, it's Bobby Olin.
Everybody here's gonna have a ball. Take that sad look off your face.
Yeah.
Don't want you to drag this place. Hold your arms way out, then you bend your knees. You shout 40 Odie just as loud as you please. Hey, everybody.
Hey, it's Bobby Olin.
Satchimo's name in Paris Blues, the movie he did.
Huh. I'll be done.
Oh, Wild Man Moore. I forgot. Wild Man Moore.
A whole different kettle of fish.
You got that right.
Wild Man, Wild Bill.
Hey, before the roll call, man, Commodore, I owe you a big thank you.
Well, what's that?
Well, last week you played Dean Martin's Please Don't Talk About Me When I'm Gone.
Oh,
I looked it up on the YouTube to put it on the Grenache. I came across Andrea Motise. This chick is great. Check her out on YouTube.
All right, post
the whole
one
band
or two.
Is good. It's
well,
a Spanish
you probably
band.
Have already.
All right. Good stuff.
All right, let's check it out.
All week listening to her.
Hey. See, you did. You got something accomplished.
Passion for jazz.
Oh, wow!
Phil and Daddy J would stand by me on that one. Daddy G's going to play her tomorrow on the Grotto. Cool.
Poop in a jar? She did poop in a jar. Hey!
She could make it good, though, man.
She could kind of cover that one and do a cake.
Cool.
Do a cake.
She's a sweetheart.
Yeah. All right. There they are. What a lineup.
Yes.
Of luminaries in the Possum Lounge tonight. Classic Possums, one and all. Possums for 9/11 Truth. There they are. Aaron Ayers is here.
Aaron Ayers.
The Vinyl King.
Who agrees with
you? He was on
you.
Batman.
Oh, Sir Paul sucks.
Yeah. If he was a Batman villain, he'd be like the Vinyl King.
Yes, that's the Vinyl.
He's throwing records like frisbees at Batman to behead him. More beheadings. Beth Ann San is here. Let's not behead her. We like her head just where it is.
I heard she's known as Beth Ann Tank Top Sands now.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. That's what Aaron called her in the chat box. So we got to go with
intrigued.
It.
Intrigued.
I like the sound of that. I indeedly do. All right, Brenda Joe's here. Beautiful Brenda Joe.
Oh, Brenda Joe.
With a smile that could ignite a forest fire.
God, oh, yeah. Hi, Brenda
oh, yeah.
Joe.
How about that? How about that? Now I've accused her of what is that? Arson. Arson. That's a felony. All right, Daddy G's here from A Night with Daddy G, Saturday nights, featuring that gal that Gumby likes. This
yes.
is in the Grotto.
Yes.
Andrea Schmutzen face.
Schnickelfritz.
Schnickelfritz will be there. And Tarzan. Tarzan and the Schnickelfritz Cinquanetch. Oh, you know, it wouldn't be a show without Dr. K. And she's here, thank God, because otherwise it wouldn't be a show. Yeah, we'd be fucked then. Ford Prefect's here.
Hey, Ford.
He's having a gargle blaster or two. You gotta love this shit, man. You can't make this up. It's Homer Bouvier. There he is. Hey, Homer.
Homer.
Hey, Homer. Hey, Homer.
Oh,
that's my Lenny. That's my Lenny.
Yep.
Hey, Homer. Maggie C's here. She was first one in. High five.
All right,
Maggie C. Atta gal. Whoop-de-doo.
Maggie.
Always with the heart.
She's a loving gal. Loving gal.
Yes, she is.
Billy Bill from across the pond. It's
Billy Bill.
Billy Bill. He's got his monocle and a gin and tonic. He's sitting over there. Pip, pip, cheerio. They
play.
Do. Yep. They're doing a little gardening. Porcupine Bob's here. Hi, Bob. Hi, Bob. Yeah. Hi, Bob. It's 3:30 a.m. where Philly Phil is, ladies and gentlemen. That is one dedicated possum for 9/11 Truth, ladies and germs. All right. Hi, Bob. I forgot to take my drink. Out of a glass. I'm not going to control my mind anymore, baby.
Hoity-toity.
No. Oh, I stick my pinky up, too. My finger, too. All right, there's Quickie.
Yeah.
Everybody loves a Quickie.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like a Quickie? My finger, I got that. It's like, one of them road signs, like a minute later, oh, yeah. The lovely Reverend Wendy's here. Oh, gotcha. Yabba dabba doo. Heavens to Murgatroyd. And anchoring the chat room once again, none other than the amazing Professor R.J. Gumby.
Thank you, sir.
Give you the possum. touchdown.
That's super host Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Who that? Who that?
All right, there you go. There you have it.
Now, hold on just a minute here.
Oh, my God, is he here?
That's what I was
hearing
looking.
Voices in my fucking head.
I think it's voices in your head.
If I go schizophrenic and I hear Malt Liquor Man voice in my head, I will have to pull fucking morgue. I can't even think of his name.
Yeah, multi in the cranium.
Oh, shit.
Good I don't time. Hear him. You hear him, Becker? I don't hear him.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's crazy.
Oh,
time.
God. It'd be horrible.
Forget like
right,
every time. What's that? Tell
Wendy,
you.
Wendy. I was watching the 9/11 videos, right? Here's something I never thought of before. What are jets or jet airliners made out of? What do they make them out of? Aluminum, right? Made out of aluminum,
right.
Pretty lightweight metals, right? Like the nose of a plane is really thin. You know, 'cause they got to be up in the air to fly in the air, you know. So anyway, the outside of the Twin Towers is like fucking 4 or 5 inch thick steel and shit, right? You know, how did the aluminum plane penetrate the outside of the building? Ah, who's your messiah now?
You see that video where it went in through like it was like a stick of butter? People are wondering why the wings didn't break off. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I think the planes were switched. Well, Philly Phil says momentum. I don't think so, man. I think the planes were switched. Operation Northwoods, man, from the early 60s. They pulled it off.
Switched planes, huh?
Yep. I don't think there was a plane at the Pentagon. Well, at least not when it hit the building. And I don't know, I'm not so sure what the fuck's up in Pennsylvania, but. None of them hijacked planes. Them people all got whacked. They all got taken away to an island.
The only conspiracy I see in this whole thing is the plane over Pennsylvania. That was shot down.
Sure. How does the plane in the Pentagon penetrate the airspace? It's the most protected airspace in the fucking universe as far as you know.
We're sleeping on the job.
Well, we are one inept bunch of motherfuckers, man. They sat around for an hour going, well, what do you think we ought to do, Bob? I don't know, Bill. It's a coincidence. A victim of circumstance.
Well, I know Forrest Gump looks like he's in trouble.
He's in trouble now.
Check out the slideshow, folks.
Shoot. All right, that's enough about that. Because we all know it's inside job. All the way. Dick Cheney's mastermind. That's basically it. No, I don't really know, but I just hope people don't continue to believe the official story because it's bullshit one way or the other. I don't know what fucking happened, but it wasn't the way they told it. I guarantee you that.
Well,
I always say the same thing.
I believe that a large group
you
of
go
people
around
cannot
and ask
keep a
people,
secret.
I'm sorry, Wendy.
How many buildings went down on 9/11? You ask normal people walking around at the gas station or wherever. Everyone says two.
Mm-hmm.
It bothers me.
They don't know about
it's like buildings. Building 7.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. Well, and if you look into the buildings falling down,
that one
seems like controlled
down,
demolition
I mean,
to me. I don't know, you know, when it cause
it is.
I remember when the son of a bitch was falling down. I'm watching on TV. I'm going, holy Christ, that thing! It's going to wipe out half of Manhattan. The thing's a mile high. You know, But instead of falling down and leaving a big pile of debris, it just vaporized. There's crazy theories about that, man. I mean, you know, controlled demolition, like, you know, with thermite and shit. One lady even thinks it might have been the Tesla microwave.
Why not?
But, I don't know. I doubt it's the Tesla microwave. Yeah, I doubt it's the microwave theory, but I think they had that thing. They blowed it up real good.
I don't know. The way my grandmother pushed me away from the front of the microwave before, put it back.
That thing will shrink your gonads. Absolutely. All right, what do you want to do?
Yeah, sure.
Like Friday.
Power drives me.
Yeah. Too early for the 3 minutes?
3 minutes? You want to go 3 minutes now?
Oh, you know I want to go
cool
3 minutes,
dude.
I live for that shit.
Yeah.
This is unprecedented.
3 minutes
like
is about all we can handle, huh?
5 hours of nine. After 5 hours of that 9/11 shit, 3 minutes is going to be easy. Anyway, anybody who lost their life on 9/11, sorry, anybody who's lost their lives in the endless wars, men since then, I feel sorry for them. And I feel sorry for everybody listening, because now it's time for 3 minutes.
I do too. Sorry, you guys.
You'll never get back. No, actually, I don't, because tonight is a not, it's a good one. Everybody goes, oh my God, I love you. I laughed, I cried, it became a part of me kind of thing. It would be like one of those moments we all share. Yes. 3 minutes together, hold hands, possums. Possums for 9/11 truth. It was Colonel Mustard.
Yeah,
in the Pentagon with a missile.
There you go. I subscribe to that theory.
3 minutes! You'll never get back.
What? Who? No. Eddie Stilson. Bobby. Bobby. Carlos? Eddie Stilson. No. No. Yes. Eddie Stilson. Dale? Bill. Peggy. Ah! Tony Danza. Well, I'd like to tell you what Strickland can do to meet your energy needs. You see, it's Strickland the customer comes first. Yep, just walking around on my lush, super plush new lawn. Oh, God, no, an anthill on my new lawn. How did I get fire ants? What are you, turning into some kind of feminist? My God, are you still talking? Why is she still talking? I'm looking for a tap and die and some WD-40. I'm trying to buy a tap and die and some WD-40. Let's say I want a hammer. Do you know what a hammer is? That's what I want, a damned hammer. What? Who? Oh. Eddie Stilson. Bobby. Bobby. Carlos? Eddie Stilson. No. No. Yes. Eddie Stilson. Dale? Bill? Peggy? Oh. Tony Danza. I apologize for yelling at you. I just hate these big emotional scenes, but you just don't listen. It's like you got a problem with concentration. You don't have any goals. You got to figure out what you want to do with your life. Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt! You make me sick, you big baby! I've got the strangest feeling someone's going to kick his ass. I'm gonna kick your ass. That's what the white man calls him. So are you Chinese or Japanese? You like pie? What is that chinging noise?
What? Who?
Oh. Eddie Stilton. Bobby. Bobby. Carlos? Eddie Stilton. No. No. Yes. Eddie Stilton. Dale? Bill. Peggy. Oh! Tony Danza.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
I'm on the highway to hell.
Good 3 minutes.
I didn't even... Yeah. I liked it.
You can't go wrong with a Eminem parody.
Hank.
Thank you.
I tell you what, I used to be able to do a pretty good Hank Hill when I used to watch it. You gotta
it's
say propane and propane accessories.
No, they retired that. Great show.
He went on to do movies.
It got off to a real slow start, and then man, it picked up steam, and it was probably the. One of the most intelligent shows on TV there for a while.
You gotta like Bill and Broomhauer.
Yeah. Funny stuff. And a lot of them I haven't seen, so whenever it's on, I kind of click in and watch it, you know. Yeah. Mock share. All right. This is the most interesting thing I was stunned. I think this comes under entertainment. I'm glad Daddy G is here because I don't know if you know this, Daddy G. This is huge. Okay, you remember back in the early 70s? I guess it was on Earth Day 1971. They released an ad. PSA but I know you've seen this thing because they ran it for like the next 20 years. It was this Indian. There's all this pollution and this Native American dude, Iron Eyes Cody was his name.
Mm-hmm.
They do a close up of him and there's a tear rolling down his cheek, you know, because they're polluting his country there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And people start pollution. People can stop it.
There you go.
Well, it turns out the guy is fucking Italian, 100% Italian. He ain't Native American at all. Iron Eyes Cody. Made up. I did not know that, man.
I did.
Yeah, Jay Silverheels, who is a real Native American, Tonto, a couple times he was like, I'm not so sure about that dude. So, yeah. No.
Here you go. Iron Eyes Cody was born in Louisiana.
Fucking Dago. What do you go? What do you make of that?
Yeah, nice. Born in Louisiana.
Just to show you. Yeah. That's right, by God.
100% Italian ancestry. Yep, there you go. Confirmed by half sister.
So anyway. Don't believe everything you see on television.
Well, that's like, what's his face? That Marlon Brando, when he had that supposedly an Indian chick accept the, or turned down.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She wasn't Native American?
No. She was an actress.
Well, I know she was an actress, but I thought she was.
Not at all.
Oh, okay. Well, there you have it.
There you go. Even Brando stunned.
No, I never knew that about Iron Eyes Cody. I always thought he was a real guy, you know. Sure, it looks like a real guy.
He does.
You know. But, not a real guy. I love, you ever see that movies related, like they dress up like Burt Lancaster as an Indian?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's hard to watch.
Come on, man. Give me a break, man.
And Paul Newman, blue eyes. Paul Newman.
And Paul Newman with the big blue eyes. Apache. Yeah, them blue-eyed Apaches. Yeah, them's the worst.
He played it in
really hard time.
Hombre and something else. I forget what
Hombre,
I
yeah.
Twice he played it. Yeah, he did it again, too.
Yeah, we got a nest of them blue-eyed Apaches down there, man. We got a white it's trouble. Cavalry down here. Jesus Christ, man.
Right.
Our country's so fucked
day.
Up, man. I'm just going to say it just because it needs to be said. Our country's so fucked up what our government did to the Native American people. We still need to be ashamed again and again and again and never forget that, man. Talk about never forget. Never forget that. You know? Fuck, man.
Floyd Ray
anyway.
Crow Eastman. He was the great Indian.
Who?
Floyd West Crow. Is it Eastman? Help me out here, Batty G. Red Crow.
Have
you heard of Floyd Red Crow?
I got nothing on Floyd Red Crow.
Damn good Indian.
All right.
He was in Northern Exposure. He played He Who Waits. Westerman. There you go. Floyd Red Crow Westerman. Thank you, Daddy G.
Usually they were the ones. Of course, Frank Dacova, greatest Native American actor of all time, Chief Wild Eagle.
Yeah, there you go. Whoa.
Now, was he a Dago or a Greek or something? What was it?
My guess would
Chief
be Italian.
Wally. Italian? My Italian? Excuse all my euphemisms. I kid because I love. I use these words.
Well, speaking of Chief Wild Eagle, Richard Keel died.
Yeah, Richard Keel, man. We could have had him on the show.
Yeah.
Not now. We're fucking shit out of luck on that one now. Yeah, Steve Stevens was his agent. So, man.
Yeah.
Chief Halftown. Chief Halftown.
Yeah.
Is he real? No, he's another Dago.
My cousin was on his show doing his ventriloquist.
No way. We didn't see the show, but he used to tour the region. Go from bowling alley to bowling alley, spreading his love of bowling.
His love of bowling.
Yeah. Oh yeah! Look it up, man.
Oh,
I was one of. He's full blooded Seneca Indian. All right, man. Yeah, I was one of Chief Halftown's Braves one time.
Oh yeah.
He came to our bowling alley, and I was in the junior league, so. You know, they needed kids who knew how to bowl to wrangle the kids that were coming that didn't know how to bowl. And the kid on my lane won the most free games. He took the tourney, so.
Okay.
I was a regular Billy Whaleu. Look that one up. Billy Whaleu. There's a name dropper. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, Billy Whaleu. Put that one in your funky, funkin' wagon.
He's an asshole.
Oh my god.
Alright. Okay. Speaking of Malty. One of Malty's relatives. Yeah. One of his Michigan cousins. She was at Walmart, Shirley Mae Mason. Monday night, and she's charged with theft of a $1,200 electric cart and six bags stuffed with clothing. What she did was, her getaway vehicle was the actual store motorized wheelchair. They caught up to her about 2 miles away from Walmart.
I wish there was a video.
Oh my god, I'd love to see him pull the cop video where they're pulling her over, you know. All right, Paul. Hold the Mark card over, please.
It's like a Betty Hill sketch, isn't it?
Especially if it's at night, you know, and they're getting her in the headlights, you know. And
what yeah, be a grandpa or something, or jackass.
She stops and picks it up and runs.
Yeah, that was her getaway, man. I mean, like, how long did she plan this fucking thing out, you know? She got away with $600 worth of merchandise, so if she'd have made it.
She got away?
Well, for 2 miles until they caught her. Get out of store with $600 worth of shit.
OJ should have used one of those carts.
That's what he needed,
away.
Man. Yep. Speaking of cutting off heads.
I didn't read the whole story, but there was someone in Michigan right near Walmart. Their dog went and attacked like a jogger, and that the dog actually ended up killing the guy.
Whoa.
And they're charging the owners with second-degree murder because their dog killed the jogger.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that's justified.
Like, that's kind of harsh.
Yeah, I would think some kind of negligent homicide maybe would be involved. But, man, second-degree murder seems a little steep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uncle, the poor guy's been ripped apart. Fuck the owner. Shoot him.
They euthanize
the dog.
Well,
if a dog ever attacks you, if a dog ever jumps at you and attacks you, this is really gross, but this is your best defense, because if their teeth get to you, you're fucking sunk. You come up between their front arms and you just bust them apart. Just bust his arms off, you know, at the shoulders. You take them down in a heartbeat. That's if you can get underneath them. But
you will be underneath.
But
Aaron's
crazy
to me because he must have seen the story too. It's near my house, and I barely seen any of it. I was actually on my phone on Huffington or something. It showed up. I'm like, what? Because it was right by my house. With two dogs, but the dogs attacked twice before, and they were monster dogs, like huge dogs.
There you go. Give the owner this fucking chair.
Shoot the owner, quickie. Says, well, you know, why not?
Fuck
them. We got too many people as it is. We need to send the herd.
Take them out.
On a similar story, New Mexico, out of the Walmart cart story, the guy stole a car. He stole a Walmart cart. To drive to his probation hearing in Albuquerque Courthouse. This was you gotta love this guy.
Anyway, you don't want to violate. You gotta do what you gotta do. They probably, what's he going there for? Like, to get his license back or something?
They're battery operator, right? How long do they last?
Yeah, they run on a battery, so. Oh, here you go. Speaking of 9/11, Radio Shack will be closing soon. Get whatever you need over Radio Shack. You better go now, man, because they ain't going to be around forever. I'm surprised they're still open.
That
yeah, I mean, how much do you ever buy in Radio Shack?
You buy batteries and your name and phone number and address.
I know.
How's
well, the
that
TSA, or NSA runs, okay. runs,
You ain't kidding.
I bought a TV antenna in there. It cost me $50, man. Went into Walmart, and they were $20. Fucking Radio Shack.
All right, fuck Radio Shack.
But, boy, if you need, like, a component or...
I go to Radio Shack.
You know.
The only reason
why
I do, though, is because it's the only place I can get anything without driving a fucking hour. And...
Right.
I know some people that work up there and they need a job, so I go up there and I bullshit. And
support your Radio Shacks. They're good to have.
Yeah.
They're good to have as backup, man. You know, we need these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if they
like
go out of business, there's going to be like 3 stores in the complex that was built like 5 years ago that's beautiful and nothing, everything closed. So sad.
Well, I think most of them are kind of independent, so if your Radio Shack is doing okay, they'll probably hang out, you know, as long as they can.
No, it's probably not doing that good. The only thing that does good in there is a Kroger, and then they got Fitness USA or whatever.
That's my gym, and I don't even know the name of it right now. I haven't been in a while. Tomorrow, damn it.
I want to open up a Merkins.
Anytime Fitness. That's where it is.
Yeah.
Tucker's just took $40 out, and they forgot what it was.
Okay, now there's been a little workplace violence. Baltimore Sun reports a stabbing over a meatball. Guy stole another guy's lunch, meatball sandwich, stabbed him, man. So, you know, keep your hands off other people's lunches, man.
I think it's justified.
Absolutely.
That was your meatball. People got it.
Well, he didn't steal the whole sandwich. That was the thing. This is what made the crime so heinous. He didn't steal the fucking sandwich.
Huh?
He just stole the meatballs out of the sandwich.
Oh, see that?
Left the sauce sandwich for the guy. He comes to lunch. He's like, hot dog. And then he's like, geez. He's got a hunk of wet bread.
See that?
This guy deserves
that's to, wrong.
To be horsewhipped. Horsewhipped, I say.
Got that right.
Absolutely. All right. Slogging forth, ladies and germs. I thought this little item caught my eye, mainly because of its irony. And you know how I love irony.
Uh-huh.
What do I love more than anything? Irony, right?
Yes, that's
it. I'm always saying that. It's ironic that I say that. I love when I say that. Okay. You know how print is not dead, but it's terminal?
Uh-huh.
I mean, newspapers hanging on by a thread. Magazines.
Uh-huh.
Except for magazines geared toward African-Americans. The newsstand is losing, you know, left and right.
Yep. Books are going to be following.
Yeah. Black people are the only people to read anymore, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyway, for years...
My subscription to Jet Magazine is still good then, right?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Ebony, renew.
Yeah.
But
okay.
This week, the venerable industry publication about Apple gadgets and computers, Macworld... They shit canned everybody right after they released their new product this week, their iPhone thing. They shit canned a whole kit caboodle. Kept a couple around. It's gonna be an online publication from now on, which makes absolute sense. But I don't know. I just thought it was ironic that they. Who was surprised at this? You know, got their pink slip. Jeez, I didn't see this coming. You know, writes for a. Computer magazine? I don't know. Tech? I don't know.
Everyone's getting screwed.
Yeah. Right. So, shall we finish it up? No poop this time, but I do have a good story to finish with. This comes from Canada. Our friends in Canada. Indeed.
Okay.
Let me get the right... where's the... Ah, geez. I'm so well rehearsed tonight.
Oh my God!
Okay.
On the train to Crazy Town.
One morning in Vancouver this week, they wake up. I'll put the link in there because you got to see this thing. They wake up and there's this. It looked like about 8 foot. 12-foot tall statue of Satan sitting there with a fucking huge boner. He's giving the Satan sign, you know, the two fingers up there, the rock on thing, and he's got this dick the size of Baltimore on it.
Oh, man.
And it's all of a sudden, you know, the people passing by in the train are going, holy, what the, you know, the one guy pours his booze out, you know. I've had enough. I'm taking the pledge. Starting to see
Thank you, God bless.
Starting to see devils with boners over here.
Oh. Hey, looks like he's holding it, too, huh? He's proud of that boner. You go, Satan. You go, Beelzebub.
That's a big one.
Look at that thing. Look at that. Exactly.
All right, I gotta check this thing out.
Exactly what it is.
It's huge. I don't know. And they don't know who did it. They don't know who did it. Somebody went to a lot of fucking trouble and expense to build this fucking thing.
Oh, I love
Canada. And they just anonymously. And then the cops are like shoveling into the back of the truck. And that's why we love Canada, and that's why Canada loves Bossenmauer, baby.
Uh-huh. Oh, that is funny. I got to hear this after the show.
I don't see the package yet. All I see is a freaking Subaru.
Oh, it's there, yeah.
Do I gotta wait?
Well, you got to watch the video.
He was selling his junk when they knocked him over. Just missed it.
Right. Oh, there's a close-up of the old twig and berries. Yabba-dabba-doo. Well, I'm a little jealous. Right.
Uh-huh.
Wendy, you know what we want to hear.
Hold on.
Yep.
Boner.
There it is.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
Hard to store, hard to handle, heavy hoses always end up tangled and kinked. What a mess. Introducing the
Boner
Hose. The hose so small it fits in your pocket. Just turn on the water and watch this mini hose grow and grow and grow to maximum length to this long full-size
Boner.
No need for bulky, ugly hose reels. Turn off the water and it goes right back to its mini size. Hang it right on the water spout. Store it with your garden tools or just keep it in your pocket. The
Boner
Hose is so light it weighs less than this bottle of water. Even Junior can help. The
Boner
Hose fits in the palm of your hand and grows to a giant
Boner.
Really tough job. And when you turn off the water, it goes right back to its tiny size, ready to store even in a drawer. And when you need it,
Boner
Hose quickly grows again. Do your entire patio with ease. Traditional garden hoses seem to always kink. But the
Boner
Hose couldn't kink if you wanted it to. The secret is the accordion design that automatically expands when the water's turned on. It grows like magic, right back to full size. And it's strong enough to pull this 5,000-pound SUV. Watch again. Just turn on the water and watch it grow. The
Boner
Hose is super light and easy to handle. The 25-foot
Boner
Hose is just $12.99 during this special
Grenache
offer. Call now and you can get a second
Boner
Hose. Call now to get the amazing, growing
Boner
Hose for $12.99. Call now and find out about free shipping.
You dick!
I'm not talking about September 11th. Terrible attack like September 11th. September 11th. 11th. September 11th. What I did on September 11th. September 11th. September 11 is part of our debate. It happened on September 11. September 11 is obviously the biggest one. On September 11, they were my responsibility. September 11, what I did on September 11. Now you have September 11. September 11. September 11. September 11. September 11. If someone who lived through the attack is September 11. I'm not talking about September 11. September 11. September 11. September 11. September 11.
Before
before September 11th.
September 11th happened since September 11th.
Anniversary of September 11th.
September 11th, not just September 11th. Not September 11th, nothing to do with September 11th. I'm not talking about September 11th. September 11th is September 11th. September 11th is the obviously the biggest one on September 11th. They were my responsibility. September 11th is
September 11th.
September 11th.
Before September 11th.
September 11th. September 11th.
September 11th.
September 11th happens. September 11th.
September 11th.
September 11th. As someone who lived through the attack of September 11th, I've heard some pretty absurd explanations.
September 11th is part of our debate.
Now you have September 11th. Now we know about September 11th.
On 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 September 11th.
Now hold on just a minute here.
Hey, do we need more people? We got all that
I know. Who needs it now, right? We just got...
We got
them. 9/11 was a bunch of assholes. Everything's
bad. He's an asshole.
Like, why do you even care? You know, like, to find out what really happened. And it's like, well, that's, like, pretty epic for our time to have that many people die on our soil, don't you think? Fuck you, Maltzy.
She's an asshole, too.
He's an asshole. She's an asshole, yeah.
There you go. I'm still watching that Satan video, right? After they knocked him off and he broke his leg, Satan's statue broke his leg.
Yeah.
One of the guys getting rid of it, started to grab the Satan's dick and then stopped himself and grabbed the stump of the leg.
Is Maltzy laughing too?
I keep playing it over him. Boy, better not grab that. They got a camera over there. Better not grab that.
Jeez. Hey, jeez. It's a freaking Johnson over here.
Canada, you're the best.
I know, isn't it great? If it only wasn't so cold, man, you know.
Yeah. And I heard Ford's not running again. Bob Ford's not running.
No, his brother is,
though. Yeah, that sucks.
You have to keep that one around. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
All right, you know, I thought it... In
yeah,
light of,
you never
last...
make any sound bites of me. I will fucking kill you.
No way. We'll never do that. These were multi-approved sound bites.
All right.
Maybe a boner hose. You wouldn't mind a boner hose.
Oh, yeah.
Most girls don't occasionally.
I know. On occasion. I thought of a new name for Who Dat Possum.
Who dat?
In light of last week's debacle, we should rename it Stump the Council.
Uh-huh.
And then all we need is one caller to call in and try to stump us.
All right.
Yeah, well, that whole... Yeah, it could work. That means you have more of a chance, of being a participant.
Yeah. And they can win big prizes. They'll at least get a consolation
prize.
Stump the chumps, Quickie says.
And we're pretty, I know, and we're pretty fucking easy to stump. That's the thing. That's what makes the idea attractive, I think, to the listener.
Well, you can't be calling and all fucking talking like Luther Vandross and shit and getting me to pay attention.
You talking about old Ken Queen?
What was that? He's like all like,
Ken Queen, your buddy.
Yeah, that's what he was doing, man. That's what that Ken Queen.
He's an asshole.
Well, off our game.
You like that, Wendy?
Yeah, Wendy was. All right, Maltzy, simmer down.
Yeah. What a thought.
Okay.
So
if somebody wants to call in tonight and try to stump the council, please do. You are invited to try to stump us.
So
the council
it's
of
the same thing,
but
they're
the
in.
Person
right?
has one. I think Daddy G
stump.
Should like break the
experts.
Yeah. Break the ice and call in.
Started out. Yeah, all right, Daddy G. I challenge Daddy G to stump the Council of Experts tonight. How about that? How about them apples?
There you go.
Because Daddy G is scared to call.
Who's your messiah now?
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, it's time for Friday Frank.
Oh, cool.
You ready? All right.
Oh, wow.
Try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Oh, we have a caller in for the game, ladies
Giuliani.
And gentlemen.
Is it me or Giuliani?
Billy Phil is here.
Billy
Phil.
Phil.
In the house.
Philly Phil is in the house.
All right, cool.
More volume is all I would ask for, sir.
Hold on a second.
All right.
How's this?
That's fine, baby. As loud as you want to be, baby. As loud as you want to be.
All right, hold on a second. Here we go. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, what?
I'm ready. So you give instructions.
Okay. Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to stump the Council of Experts, which is us. Me, Commodore Decker, the lovely Reverend Wendy, and the amazing Professor R.J. Gumby. To do this, you will provide us with one initial, famous person. We, in turn, will try to guess who that person is.
First or last initial.
Whatever initial mostly identifies that person. Like Eisenhower, Dwight Eisenhower would be E for Eisenhower.
All right, gotcha.
Or I for Eisenhower,
okay.
If you can't spell. Go ahead.
Gotcha.
Bart Simpson would like be B for Bart.
Yeah.
Hey, before we start, Commodore.
Yes.
Tonight's the Possum Hour is not only entertaining; it's also educational because I learned more things tonight about all kinds of different stuff. And in keeping with that theme, the who that possum is related to one of the things we discussed tonight.
Uh-oh. Okay. I'm hoping it's the devil dick, but go ahead.
we'll have to find out. Okay. Are you ready?
This is going to be goo.
It is A. The letter A.
A. A. First letter of the alphabet.
A is Aaron Ayers.
Yep. Okay. And it's not Aaron Ayers, though.
No, it's not Aaron Ayers.
Okay. As we talked about him earlier.
This is a public figure. This is a figure the public will know.
Public figure.
No offense here.
And since we are gentlemen, first up is the lovely Reverend Wendy.
Okay, are you male?
Yes.
Male, yes. Continue.
Are you a politician?
No, not a politician. Not that I know of. Anything is possible in this world, but not that I know of.
Okay.
All right, not a politician. Professor Gumby?
Already I'm stumped. You are alive, right, sir?
You know what? Yes, I am alive. I had to look that up, but I am alive.
Okay, alive. All right.
Continue, sir.
All right. Okay. All right. I'm on it. He's ready.
He's on it. He's drinking too much shit out of cans. Pour that Red Bull in a glass,
I'm
going to throw it away and say, are you a journalist?
Am I a journalist?
Journalist.
Is that the question?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
No. Journalist.
No.
All right.
No.
Commodore Decker. All we know about you is you're still alive and you're a male, and one of your damn initials is A.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a journalist. And that would rule out TV as well, correct? TV talking head.
Yeah. Oh, and I'll give you a hint. It has nothing to do with the devil. If that.
Because I was going to guess that guy almost touched the dick. Okay.
No, it's nothing to do with the devil.
All right. Are you in any way connected with show business?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Oh, do you have strong opinions about 9/11?
No, I don't think so. I mean, everyone does, but I don't know. I'm not.
Okay, yeah, you haven't come out and made an ass of yourself.
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right. Back to Wendy.
Are you a movie star?
Yeah, to an extent.
Somewhat.
I'll qualify that. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
You know my face.
Are you handsome?
Gee, that's very subjective. Not my type, but you know, you might like him.
I would like him.
Could be handsome.
Possible.
Okay.
Yeah, he would be considered handsome. Yes, Wendy, that's true.
Okay.
Walk in inside.
Are you Italian?
Italian. Iron Eyes Cody.
Well, hold on, Neil. I don't believe I'm Italian. I don't believe I. I'm not Italian. Yeah. I'm not Italian.
Not Iron Eyes Cody, then. Not Iron.
No. I just.
Scratch
my
wife.
You're not Jackie.
What's that?
Okay.
You're not Jackie.
Shecky
no,
Putin.
Not Jackie. No.
Shecky Putin.
All right, Professor Gumby, you're up, my friend.
Are you a musician in any way?
Ooh, musician.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes, please. Yes, you are. Yes, I am.
Okay.
All right, a musician.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what, since, you know, we don't want this going on all night, it's not the only thing I'm known for.
Okay.
Right. Well, you also mentioned before you were a movie guy, too.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, you would know my face, right. But, yeah, I am a musician.
All right.
Just trying to help out.
So,
all right.
Continue, sir.
I wish I could.
Go on, zombie.
You played a piano.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, what's that, zombie?
You played a piano?
I'm not known for that.
Okay.
Not that he knows of. Okay. Crapola.
No, I'm a genius.
Okay. So you're kind of a movie star. You've been in movies, and you're a musician. Huh.
Okay. Let me ask you this. It's unrelated. Does TV being in TV count as being in movies?
Sure.
Does being on TV count as being on movies?
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay, we're good then.
Okay.
That's my other hint.
Man. boy. Boom, 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 boom. We really suck at this game, don't we? You know? I mean, you get right down to it.
I'll give you one more hint.
Right.
It's a good one.
Another hint.
It has to do with the subject we were talking tonight about that was not 9/11. It's related to
the subject
we talked about.
Yeah.
It's not 9/11.
Okay, I didn't figure it was.
See, the trouble with that is we don't pay attention to the show.
No, we don't.
Wait.
Okay. Did you ever sell me anything at Radio Shack?
No. How's this, guys? It has to do with actors playing Native Americans.
Okay.
We missed the big one.
All right, Wendy, it's on to you, Donald.
No, I don't know any of those people's names.
After Jay Silver heels, I'm kind of out. You know, I'm not left after that. Daddy G.
Were you on MASH?
Okay. All right. Are we stumped? Did I stump the?
Were you
question?
On MASH?
Were you on MASH?
No. MASH, no.
Okay. Okay. Gumby? This is round three, so we're almost to the end. There's light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay.
You got me?
Are you a comedian too?
No.
No. Okay.
Okay. Are you known for playing Indians on television sometimes?
Yes, I am.
Get those yes, man.
We all love their names.
Indians on television sometimes. Okay. All right. All right.
I'm going to make my guess.
Are you Arthur Godfrey?
How about Ed Ames as Mingo?
Ed Ames! Mingo! Mingo!
He's Ukrainian. He's Ukrainian.
Who is that?
Mingo! Ed Ames.
He's a Ukrainian Jew.
He was a singer.
Playing Mingo.
And he played Mingo on Dan O'Boone.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he's in the Ames Brothers, the singers. That's why the musicians.
Yeah, the Ames Brothers.
I don't know. I'm grown up. It was kind of, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll figure this out.
I didn't really think he was handsome, so I was thrown off.
Yeah, he's not there. He did throw a hatchet right into the guy's crotch, though, on Johnny Carson, which he'll always be remembered.
Yes.
And he's 87. He's 87 years old. God bless him.
God bless him, man.
Oh, nice shit. All right.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're going to send Ed Ames a year's supply, along with an invitation to my possum hour.
Charity.
No. We're just going. I want to see him pour ice over his head. So we'll also challenge him for the ice bucket challenge.
Ed Ames.
I think
for
a guy his age, you know, that would be funny. Now, and to Philly Phil, a year's supply also, and what's left of the turtle wax in my shed. Of course, it's all going to be postage due because I can't afford to ship it overseas. I hope you
give it to charity. I want my
give it to charity?
How that works.
Nice. He's going to donate his take in this to charity. All right, well.
He's a bitch.
Give it to the abused family. Give it to Sarah McLaughlin.
Sarah McLaughlin. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you have
it. You guys.
Stump the Council, the premiere episode.
Yeah.
That was close.
The format. You know, the format works. The format is
You like that? You like that? Yeah, it really makes us look stupider than the old one does, you know, in a way.
No.
I reckon.
Yeah.
No, well, you didn't have Morphy. Morphy wasn't here either. Morphy would have.
That's
Morphy
true.
Would
we didn't.
Back to it.
Speaking of Morphy, yeah.
Well, Morphy's a very smart dude.
He's an asshole.
All right. Arnold Stang?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, this is a new bit for the show. New bit for the show. Culture Corner. You ready?
All right.
Culture Corner. Here we go.
Okay.
You'll get into this, because over there in England, all kind of culture. Culture Corner.
Yeah, that's really.
It's on a throne over there.
Sitting on toilet. Now,
flush.
Oh. Oh, man.
Flush that whole thing.
For not getting that one, Pretty Phil. I see that fucking Daniel Boone every goddamn morning.
Right.
Comes on at 9 o'clock. It gets me out of bed. I hate that show.
Yeah, I know, it was terrible.
But it gets me out of bed. That's why I like it. It's on at 9. I need to get out of bed by 9, so, you know. It's either that or the drunk bitches on NBC. Who are they? What's it? You know, the Kathy Lee and the other broad, you know they're snockered. It's 9 in the morning.
Oh, they're always drinking wine. I want a job like that. Just talk shit, drink some wine, talk to me, have someone do my makeup every day. And
they'd have put you in
sissy
on.
All these cool places. I know.
Wendy, you belong on TV, man. Yeah, you and Sissy should have a talk show.
I mean,
it's
Sissy.
In the morning.
We should. We can talk some shit, believe me.
Yeah, I like it.
Uh-huh.
When I'm a big time producer, that's on the list.
Now you start off small. You start off small with YouTube. You go viral on YouTube.
Yeah.
There you go.
Like Garfunkel and Oates.
That's almost like winning the lottery though. Now
one time, that was it.
You gotta come up with something new. You gotta give the people something new. Yeah.
It's gotta be some. Oh, I forgot to mention, we've been joined in the Possum Lounge.
Oh, yeah.
By Apple Cheeks Alice. Chooch Cheeks.
Yes. Sweet Alice.
How you doing?
Aw, Sweet Cheeks.
Hi, Alice.
Wendy, Sissy posted a picture of you and her. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
Ruby
yeah.
Chicks.
It's my
screensaver.
Uh-huh. Oh, great. I don't even know what it is. So, you know how sisters are. They only post the pictures they think they look pretty in and not.
Well, you'll have that. You'll have that.
You look great this shot.
No, you look gorgeous. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Sissy's got your back. Come on.
Yeah, well.
I don't know. I haven't seen too many sissies that get along as good as you two sissies. That's a hell of a thing you got. You guys love each other, take care of each other and shit. That's good stuff. And that's why she's happy, Homer. Happiness is all between your ears, baby. Every day you wake up, you go, well, I could be happy or not.
There you go.
Your choice, babe.
Yep,
sir.
Oh, Maine. Oh, yeah. Well, my sister quit her job, and she put a 2-week notice in, and all this crap went down today. And I was just like, fuck them. You're going to do awesome at your new job, this and that. And so I went to the farmer's market, and I picked up, she loves tomatoes, and I was going to can tomatoes. I got all these tomatoes and things.
Yeah, magic tea.
Some of her tomatoes, her favorite, and seedless yellow watermelon, and flowers, and I'm like, fuck them, who cares, let's hit rum, it's five, what this would be like, and I'm like, all right.
Yep.
But you have to be positive, you just keep going on.
Yeah, and support the people that you care about, man, and then they'll support you back, and then you got your whole system worked out there, you see.
There you go.
Yeah, you try to carry as little baggage as possible, too.
Eh?
Well, there's a lot. It's a lot more complicated than the 9/11 thing when you come right down to it.
Yeah.
Sheesh. Now, talk about a can of worms. Happiness. No, it's like the simplest thing in the world and it's the most complex thing in the world. You know?
There you go.
Yep. To me, we don't have
a lot of
a switch. Get a switch. Uh-huh. You can just turn off and on, you know.
Yeah. Drinking helps. No, only if you're a fun drunk, though. If you're not a fun drunk, then it's the opposite. It has the opposite effect. It makes you fuck it up. Not fun.
You know the people that are like, you know, they look ugly and they want to start a fight with you. It's like, you shouldn't drink.
Heck yeah. No. Those people need, I don't know, Zen Buddhism or something, man. I don't know.
I think those things on Facebook when they say, like, toddlers and drunk people are the only truthful people in the world.
Yeah.
And I can say that that's pretty much true, you know.
It's true serum. Alcohol is true serum.
I don't know. I always thought it enhanced my bullshit qualities.
You don't get an answer positive. If you're an asshole, you'll be an asshole, a worse asshole drunk. You know, if you're okay, you'll be a nice asshole.
Well, that explains a lot.
Bill Cosby did a whole
spiel
on that.
I don't
No, I spill way too much when I have a buzz. And I remember my son Jake, he was the worst. He'd like go up to people in the store and be like, "You got horse teeth," and I'd be like, "Oh, you know, he's like two, you know," or, "Hey, that guy looks like Joe Dirt because he's got a mullet," and I'd be like, "Shh," you know, and he's like 3-4 years old, and he'd like walk up to people, "You, wow, you got really big ears, you got mouse ears and stuff like that," and I just feel like, shut the fuck up.
Now, hold on just a minute here. Oh, yeah!
You got
stop right now.
Hey, you want to blow up Paul McCartney one more time?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do
one
it.
One more time. Why not?
Even know what song it was. All I heard was, "Stop saying it."
Well, that's all you need to hear.
That was,
you know.
That was the best part
exactly.
of that.
Exactly.
Oh, Apple Cheeks, earlier on in the show, we had a Multi had a recorded message. He's been kidnapped or something. Not like they were water torturing him. Yeah. If we have time. Because we got stuff to do here.
Oh, that's right. You got a Decker's dance party.
Decker's dance.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be
really dancing.
Yeah.
Hey, want to do a little dancing? Philly, up for a little dancing?
Dancing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ted dancing?
I want to do the funny hop. I'm going to do the funny hop.
You could do any dance you want.
Now, I have no objection to the twist as such, but it does represent some kind of change in our standards. What has happened to our concepts of beauty and decency and morality?
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Down the toilet.
Hey, baby, won't you take a chance?
crack an egg.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Yep.
Needed that.
Dancing my ass off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
DM, now,
hold on just a minute here.
DMAO.
Yep.
Dance my ass off.
Yeah. Got to, man. They're doing the waterboard. That's the new dance.
Well, actually, yeah.
Yeah. They were doing that over there at that prison, Abu Ghraib. Started over there. A DJ in Abu Ghraib with a dream. The whole world was doing the waterboard. Woo! You know, the United States of America shouldn't be involved in torturing people in any manner, shape, or form. For any reason. On Earth.
Nope.
I don't care. Give me a reason. I'll tell you. No fucking torture.
No. The only thing that makes us better, really, it's the only thing that puts us above the ground, if we don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just as bad as them people chopping off heads if we do that
shit. Exactly.
Yep.
When we're doing that shit, Bill's right.
Fuck, man. We're supposed to be the good guys, man. Supposed to be the good guys. Just a reminder.
You know what? This is the shit we're supposed to be talking about on 9/11. Yep. Good show.
And you know, and then the erosion of our freedoms as well at home.
We're supposed to be wearing a white hat.
That's collateral damage, Commodore.
Yes.
You know?
How's it over
there,
man? Are they like frisking you just to take a piss?
It's, you know what, the immigration, without going into detail, Gumby knows a little bit about this. The immigration thing is really tight. I mean, that's how they're closing the doors. Oh, wait a second, is a man here? We got the jihadists, British jihadists. It's a British guy that cut off the reporters' heads. It's you know, people are out for blood here, some of them.
Jesus,
it's
Christ,
weird. There's a referendum. Scotland is voting for independence in 7 days.
Right.
You're going to split the... Yeah, I mean, it's crazy over here. It's no dust. But it's interesting, you know? If you're a political junkie like me sometimes, you can really get into it. It's so different. It's really interesting. So, like, you know? It's nice to get...
My problem is I've so cynical anymore. I don't know what to believe when I read something. I don't believe anything. It's all made up.
Oh, no, you can't.
Practically. You know?
You can't.
So, I mean, like, when they say, this happened,
collectively, on a whole, people are more willing to give up their freedom in the name of security.
Well, I'll tell you what, one thing's different. They don't make you take off your shoes in the airport unless you have boots on. So if you're not wearing high boots, you can go through taking your shoes off. That's one thing. But they got people walking around with them. People walking around with M16s in the airport, too.
That's, Well, that's the thing about being 13 years since the so-called attacks or whatever the fuck happened. There's a whole generation that's been born into this world where, you know, you're walking down a street and they could put you up against the wall, check your ID, put you in jail if you ain't got one, and put you in jail with no trial or anything, and never, they could lock you up forever, throw away the key.
Yep. Yepper.
And as long as they say that you're a terrorist, legal. This ain't right.
That's
why
I'm playing.
Well, I'll give an example of something very simple. Okay. You know, I work at a florist and I do floral design and I do deliveries and prep, whatever. So, whatever they need me, because I'm not one of the head people. I'm still in training to do those things, but I'm good with the plants, and I do the growing part. So this part, I'm learning. So there was someone called, and they wanted to deliver flowers to their wife for their anniversary present, you know, and she's a teacher at a school district, which isn't one of our neighboring towns, you know, the school district is. So I go there, and I have to buzz out, who are you? And I'm like, hi, this is Wendy. I'm from Mandy J. Florist. I have a delivery for a teacher for anniversary floral delivery. Sorry, we can't let you in. And I'm like, okay. Well, what do you want me to do or say or whatever? They're like, and she felt bad, and she came outside. She was like, sorry, it's school policy. Teachers, students, whatever, they're not, we're not allowed to have any deliveries to school at all. So I'm like, oh, all right. So I take the flowers back. I call the husband. What do you want me to do? Do you want me to bring them to your house, put them on the door, you know, because they can't be delivered at work? So this other guy comes in, and his daughter is turning 11 years old, and there's a different school district, and they allow the flowers to go in. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's fine. And I'm like, what, you know? And I said, are you sure they're going to let you? Because a lot of them don't. It's like, so if you want to send flowers to somebody, like, what did I put in? Anthrax? You
know, check with security first.
Whatever.
Yeah, but schools, you got to look out now. People are shooting up schools.
Can't do nothing.
I went on intercom. I'm on surveillance. They see my car.
Who's the smoke doobies,
you know,
in the lunchroom or in the boys' room at lunch?
That's bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Those were the days.
You
can't even send your wife flowers if she, you know, is a teacher. It's like, whatever.
Yeah.
What happened to the guy bought his wife
a Uzi? Yeah. Who that?
Now, hold on just a minute here.
Get my money's worth out of that one.
Yeah,
right,
we got
a bit
bulky. It's nice and clear.
Good thing the cake left early, because we're gonna have to do the polka in the archive. Man, we're out of time.
Oh, is it really that late? Yeah, they're working clock.
We ain't got time for the polka. That's all right. No, 9/11. Whether you know, I don't know. You know, I've been obsessed with the damn thing. So all I want to tell people is, look into it as much as you can, because there's something there. The official story is not 100%. The official story has holes in it. It ain't right. It ain't correct. That's all. You know, I don't. You know, you're never gonna change anybody's mind. And I'm almost ready to stop talking about it, because you can't.
I've said for years,
point,
follow the money trail. Even that
follow
is
the
suspicious.
Money.
Everything is suspicious.
Follow the money is good. But, you know, I'm not going to convince anybody who's already made up their mind on this. And what I'm asking people is be open-minded about it and watch all the shit you can about it and listen to all the shit you can and read all the shit you can about it, and let's figure it out maybe someday. That's all.
That's just common sense. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be the scientific method of figuring how shit works.
It's so fucking easy, you know? And people just don't understand. Yeah. It's so fucking easy.
I'm George W. Bush, leader of the free world. I want to bomb Iraq. And when the world says no, I say, yeah, whatever. Saddam has started to meet our demands. Yeah, whatever. I talked to Colin Powell. He said,
sir, maybe we should give the inspectors more time.
I said, no, you know why? President is my United States of whatever. Yeah. And this is my United States of whatever.
President Bush?
Hush up, don't talk to me now. And this is my United States of whatever. Leave it to me. Hello.
This is Putin. Russia will veto war.
I see. Whatever.
Mr. President, North Korea's got nukes.
Oh, ding dong dong, ding ding dong dong. Translation? Whatever.
I am Bin Laden. You still have not caught me.
I'm George W. You know what the W stands for? Yet.
This is my United States of whatever.
This is ding ding dong, ding 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 dong dong.
Whatever.
I hope you got the message.
I'd forgotten about that one, to be honest.
Oh, that's great. That is great. Love that one.
Well, you know, that needs a round of applause. Come on. Absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely. All right, we got to get out of here, man. Where's the tequila song? Alright, hey, Philly Phil.
Alright.
Pleasure, sir.
Hey, it's been
Thanks
a pleasure.
For playing
it's
been
the game. A pleasure, guys. I
think
all.
The first round of Stump the Council
yeah.
of X.
Good job.
A rousing success. You certainly did that, sir. And I'm the idiot. Because I see that fucking Mingo every goddamn morning.
Hey. You have to see the forest.
The more I think about it, the more it pisses me off that I didn't get that one. You said he plays an Indian on TV.
Yeah, thanks, George.
Come on.
Yeah, well.
I'm a
dope. Like Arnold Stang. I like Arnold Stang, though. Arnold Stang would have been good. You said Arnold Stang.
You sure
Stang.
Wasn't Arthur Godfrey. Here we go. Natty's. What are you drinking, Wendy?
Nicole.
Oh, man, I love Gina Andrea Motis. And Andrea Motis, somebody I love her so much. And I love
oh, yeah.
Jerry.
What are you?
She is unbelievable.
I'll tell you something. Everybody got to watch this. Everybody
yep.
got to watch
okay.
this video. Go see Gumby. Gumby will
Gumby loves. Gumby loves Chaz. I got about 7 of them posted.
Yeah. Oh, Gumby,
love this girl.
Go to Spotify. Go to Spotify, Gumby.
A lot there,
Spotify
huh?
Spotify
cool.
is album upon album.
Love this girl. She's fantastic.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right.
Nice.
Thank you, Phil.
Natty. Yeah.
Like,
Red Bull.
There you go. What you drinking, Philly
guys.
Phil?
Who
you drinking? Coffee?
Yeah. Oh, I know I got a fight. I got a little 40 fight here.
I love coffee.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in, dude. Awesome show.
See
you.
Great
wow.
guy. Great guy, Phil.
We got a roll.
Yes, we do.
If you know what I mean. Dum 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 dum.
Tequila.
That is, oh yeah, the transporter. Energize.
Woo. I love that. Okay, they just follow me around all fucking year long.
Good night, everybody.
On the road again.
Good night, everyone.
Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
The nadir of the Kali Yuga. that an alien people would covertly rule and trick the nations into wars, bringing ruin and destruction to all peoples of the earth. But men and women of wisdom would resist them and raise a call and name the name and fight them with everything in their life. Men and women of the West, turn away from sin and rise up. Throw out the alien invader. Reclaim your ancient nobility. Cleanse yourself of his lies and sin. You will be established again on the throne of righteousness. Awake, men of the West, to West, to West.
Of the looking glass, otherwise known as the
after party.
Wild time.
That's some weird shit.
Wild time.
That's some weird shit. Hey man, I was kind of like going into this show because I made a big deal about doing a 9/11 show. I didn't want it to be heavy at all.
Yeah.
You know.
It started.
When I started out getting the show together, I had this real heavy feeling, and I'm like, "Man, that's not funny." And then what brought me out of it was "Sunshine and Lollipops" by Andy Williams. That was, I said, "Well, if the NSA does tune in, and they're waiting for it, and it's Sunshine and Lollipops, well, that'll be a funny scene." So yeah, you got to take
a
light.
Threw a red herring.
Right. It's a MacGuffin.
A lot of MacGuffins
on 9/11. I have the feeling. But anyway, good show. Proud of that. We'll just put that one in the vault. Hopefully, we get another 8 million listens from the government.
I'm sure.
And,
oh yeah.
They can't resist that shit, man. You know, at worst, they're going to pass it around because it was funny.
They're going to be making phone calls asking, who has this malt liquor, man?
tip of the hat.
They should probably check him out, man, because a lot of people voted for him for president.
He's
like the ISIS of like the cardboard box.
No, it's like ice beer. He's like the ice beer.
He's like
I love that picture.
It tastes like a cigar. I smoke normal cigarettes. It seems like worse.
God bless Malty. A tip of the hat to Malty. He wasn't able to be here tonight, but he was here in spirit. Absolutely.
I think the one they call Gumby. I like that.
Thank you. Thank you once again, Malt Liquor Man.
He's an asshole.
I agree, 100%.
Good stuff. We gotta go save his ass.
Yeah, man, we got it. We need the Mission Impossible dudes. Break him out
of
the fucking
sound he had in there.
Yeah, hopefully one of the guys looks just like Martin Landau, because then it'll be easy. Just have the one guy dress up like the major general, and Malty's free. Ah, shit, man. Anyway, good yucks, good show. We'll save the polka. I'll just leave it.
Yeah, yeah.
Save the polka. Polka's
people,
no fun if cake.
Let
if cake ain't there. It ain't.
Check the archives.
Yeah, they don't know how to listen to the archives and hear that weird shit.
Uh-huh.
Man. Woo! That'll rock their world. Woohoo. Oh, wait, I got one more weird thing.
What's that?
Of the what?
I wanted to post a picture of that saint, but all the pictures, they have the saint and cockroach blocked out.
Oh, well, I have to get a screen cap. I'm on it. I'll get a screen cap for that bad boy.
Well, either that or I could play the video.
Yeah,
I think a picture would be funnier.
The video's good, though, the guy grabbing for the dick almost, and then not.
Yeah, that close up on it. I'll put that
point that
there.
Out. Yeah.
The column.
Okay, here it is. My last 9/11 bit.
There you go. Shake it off.
Unless I play the Government Totally Sucks later, which could happen.
That to happen.
Okay, we'll do that right after this.
I'm not talking about September 11th. Terrible attack like September 11th. September 11th is...
Oh, man, blew that one. That's why this is professional radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you put the date in that Forrest Gump picture?
No, that was in the original picture.
I was already there. That's good.
Yeah, the original. That's a Photoshop of a Photoshop of a Photoshop. So somewhere along the line, somebody added the dates to give it the legitimacy. Oh, I actually was on top of the World Trade Center.
Right?
Probably that very spot.
Me
yeah.
too.
Very
I never
fucking
was.
Cool. Yep. And I remember at the time I wanted to go up to the Empire State Building, and I was vetoed. Everybody voted. For the Twin Towers, man. Oh, you know, anyway, you know, it probably worked out pretty good. Nobody tried to blow it up that day, too, which was nice.
Oh, that's always a plus.
Let's put that in a plus column. You get home at the end of the day, and nobody tried to blow us up. You know.
America, fuck yeah, so put on the awesome undercover.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, I wish I had that one. If you didn't know, I'm desperately trying to find America Totally Sucks.
I thought that was always handy.
I know, it always seemed like it was. Oh well. We're not in the show now. I'm kind of like, you know, a civilian. Took my uniform off. Wendy.
Yeah.
What do you got for us? What do you got for us? What's coming up in the world of Wendy?
Not
when
much.
Coming back to Facebook?
Right now. I just signed back in.
Oh, cool.
No way.
Cool.
Yeah, it is.
Oh. All right. Two things we had to do before we leave.
The government totally sucks.
evil indeed. He liked to get naked while he smoked on the weed. He was a genius, but if he was here today, the government would fuck him up his rights here today. Now let me tell you something about the government. They're fucking up the NFI run men. They're taking all the fucking beautiful animals,
yeah,
and making them fucking extinct.
Oh no!
The government told me motherfucker.
The government totally sucks.
The government totally sucks.
Cause the land of love and freedom
is just a baby's breath away.
And if we hold hands together, we can bring back the USA. The USA.
Well, all right. Yeah, one of these days, you know what? It's going to end up like the Kennedy thing, man. They're going to get away with it.
Yeah,
I believe the Kennedy thing, too.
The official story?
Yep.
Oh, come on, dude.
Really? Come
yes,
on.
I believe it 100%. Yeah.
Let's do a Kennedy assassination show. All right. What do we got? November 20-something? Yeah, baby. The anniversary when I quit smoking and the Kennedy got whacked. Same day.
Fuck, man.
Nah.
I'm a nut job, apparently. Probably fucking nothing.
You know what? I saw a great one. A JFK. Key figure in JFK. Now, there were a lot of elements involved. But the guy put it, I mean, you know, made it happen. You know, the key guy. LBJ. What the fuck? Come on.
He had a party on the plane. I know that.
There's a picture of him taking the oath. There's a picture they took right after he takes the oath, and he's winking at the guy next to him, and they're winking at each other like, the fix is in.
I think he was a homosexual.
Nah, man. He was just power hungry. It's usually follow the money, but in his case, it's follow the power, man. He wanted the power. LBJ was a motherfucking weirdo.
Oh, yes, he was. He's the guy that lied to us so every fucking day about the war and everything.
Well, Gulf of Tonkin, another false flag operation.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Yep.
Nobody did nothing. Look, you know, we're fighting the North Vietnamese. These are guys running around in pajamas eating rice. What the fuck? It's ridiculous. You know, more people get their heads chopped off in our ally Saudi Arabia. Last time we... You know, speaking of which, 9/11. Who supposedly hijacked the fucking airplanes? Saudis. 19 Saudis. So what do we do? We declare war on Iraq.
Yeah. That's all fucking Bush, man. That guy's a fucking...
That'll teach him. That'll teach him,
boy,
Saudi.
He was thinking, you picked on my daddy.
I think that's what it was. I think that was just revenge.
Yeah.
Trying to blow up HW.
Oh, yeah, that was completely misguided.
But the motivations for Cheney were follow the money. Halliburton has made so much goddamn money in the last 13 years. It would be more money than they've made selling boner hoses, put it that way.
Wow.
I don't know about
that's
that.
That's a lot.
It is.
We're talking that kind of boner hose money.
All right. I think we got a new phrase now. Motor hose money. I like it. We got to ride it.
Shoot. Anyway, good times, man. You got? Well, you want to bail out of here? I got a good out song, so I'm kind of tired.
All right,
but it's a good show,
hey,
man. Thanks for
next
thank
Friday.
You guys.
I probably can't make it.
Next Friday? Let me check out the thing.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not going to be here. We're not going to have a show.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
There you go.
I'm going to Hannah Mike.
We'll be a show out Wednesday.
Like,
anyway.
Yeah.
Homecoming, and my kid's going to be on homecoming court, plus I have to work with three other school districts all day.
Yeah, no problem.
And I at least want to get pictures
serendipity
of him.
Dude.
And, yeah, so.
Okay.
Serendipity.
Cool.
Well, that's the other thing. I asked my son if he could watch my dog. He's like, yeah, man, you got in under the wire. The next three weekends, I can't do it. He goes, oh, it works out, man. Life named you Lemon.
If I could, it would be late. I wouldn't be able to be at 10.
Nah,
I could probably get
cool.
here by maybe quarter to 11 at the earliest. So,
yeah. No, we're
just
well,
letting you
no
know.
Show. No show.
Right.
Hey, a long week, you know? I missed you. Are you really on Facebook now, Wendy?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just
signed on,
page.
Yeah.
We're already.
My profile.
How do they do that? How do they do that? Friends already. You got the
they know. Friends. They know. They can tell. It's a CIA.
You just reactivate and everything, all your friends, everything comes back.
Oh, okay.
And that will go away. Yeah.
Zuckerberg's actually a Rockefeller, is what it is.
He's a Jesuit.
And they run the CIA and the bankers. Oh, don't forget the bankers. Don't forget the bankers.
No, we won't.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Follow the money.
All right, you guys better send me something now. I'm back to after how many months? July 1st was my last thing by Little Johnny.
Oh, jeez.
My last coat.
That was when you quit. You quit that night, I remember. Yep.
Yeah, but I was already kind of not in it for a while. So.
Well,
well
yeah,
you'll
yeah,
see,
but that was,
I'll write back up.
Yeah.
June
30th. He actually defriended. He unfriended me and blocked. I don't know if he blocked me, but he unfriended me.
Oh, baby Tank is so little.
I asked him nicely. Would you just unfriend me? There's too much negative energy. It's not that I don't like the guy, but man, negative energy, dude. I wish he'd cheer up. I really do. Thank you, Reverend Wendy. You were wonderful tonight.
Thank you, Commodore Decker,
and you,
amazing
you
can, RJ, Professor Gumby.
You got a lot of catching up to do with Grenache.
Indeed.
Apparently.
And,
I know.
We'll see you Monday night for Possum. And we'll take a week off of this thing, and then it's back to whatever. Who knows?
Okay,
we'll figure it out. Yeah, somewhere.
Okay.
It'll all work out. Believe me.
I know it will. It's all good in the hood.
Good hood, baby. Good hood.
You guys rock.
Yeah.
Say good night,
right.
Everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good
night, Malty. Yeah. Fuck.
Good night,
Malty. Asshole.
Good night, asshole.
Whatever. Whatever.
Oh, crap.
I know. Good night, everybody.
Good night, John.
Missed you this week.
is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!